Welcome on into the Philly Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And I thought for these next two episodes, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through, at least in the first part of these episodes, I'm going to go through all of the pitchers and all the hitters who played for the 2025 Phillies and just give, like, what comes to mind, like memory on them, you know, what I'll remember about their 2025 season. It could be a specific game, a specific, you know, narrative or storyline that surrounded them, whatever it is. I'm going to go through each pitcher and hitter and just kind of have a little fun with it. So let's start with the hitters. JT Realmuto. So I'm going to go in order. JT Realmuto, listen, catcher. I will remember that I thought he was completely cooked in the first half. Like I thought he was really, really bad at the plate. And he completely turned it on in the second half, you know, ended up finishing with a 700 OPS. He was like in like the fives in the first half of the season. I'll also remember how early in the year they made such a point to say he's not going to play as much this year. Guy ended up playing 134 games, I believe. Still a tank, entering a free agency, you know, entering a free agency year, contract year, interested to see if he comes back. Bryce Harper played actually fewer games than JT, if you had that bet. Would love to hear from you. Bryce Harper, you know, this was the first full season where it's like, all right, he's good. I don't think he's great anymore. And that's what really, really upsets me when I think about Bryce Harper is like, I don't think he's great anymore. And I did a show in the middle of the season about this. Like, I think he's good, not great. I don't think he's elite anymore. And that's kind of what I'll think about Bryce Harper in 2025. Bryson Stott, I will think about a guy who was like fine second half of the year offensively, came in with a lot of expectations. And he's kind of just a guy at the plate, pretty good glove, but just kind of just a guy with the bat. Trey Turner, guy who completely changed his approach at the plate. Rob Thompson made it pretty clear early in the season. We do not want him hitting for power. We do not want him, you know, going for slug. We want him to hit for average, and hit for average he did. He won the batting title at .304. I believe it's one of the lowest batting averages to ever be good enough to win the batting title ever, but nonetheless, that is what I will remember of Trey Turner. Alec Bohm, tried to trade him before the year, you know, during the season. He's fine. I hope they kind of move on from him. That feels like a change everybody would be okay with. Max Kepler wanted him shipped out of town at the trade deadline. They stuck with him. And, man, he turned it around last third of the season. He ended up being a nice little hitter. Now, I'm not dying to see him again next year, but that's what I'll think of him for 2025. Brandon Marsh ended with a 785 OPS, but it kind of feels like Mickey Mouse. Like, I'm not a big fan of Brandon Marsh. He can obviously hit right-handed pitching. Cannot hit left-handed pitching very well. So platoon outfielder at best. Nick Castellanos, I mean, where do you start? The story in Miami will be what I always remember. You know, how he got benched and how he got pissy with Rob Thompson. And then it got to a point where he was a full platoon. Rob Thompson would never fully admit it, but we all know that was just like, hey, you're not good enough to justify putting up with your BS anymore. So they didn't. Kyle Schwarber, second in MVP voting, won the All-Star Game MVP. Do not let that be forgotten. So, you know, unbelievable season for him. 56 home runs, 132 RBIs, career highs in both of those for him. Fell too short of Ryan Howard. He kept it up. I thought he could have, you know, tracked him down. He did not. Edmundo Sosa, I mean, talk about a guy who, he's just really, really clutch hitter, really, really good against left-handed pitching. That's what I'll think about with him. Otto Kemp, guy who played about a third of the games this season, but did keep himself kind of on the roster for a good bit there. Harrison Bader, trade deadline acquisition from the Minnesota Twins, and just hit out of his mind, kind of always brought that that big, you know what kind of energy. And he was kind of like, he plays like a jerk. And I think the Phillies need a little bit of that swagger in the clubhouse, quite frankly. Johan Rojas, good glove, stinks at the plate. It feels like they finally kind of gave up on that. Not nice to see, but, you know, I think it was long overdue. Weston Wilson, again, another guy who got a 125 plate appearances, 52 games, about what you expect out of Weston Wilson. Fine season for him. Rafael Marchand did make it as the backup catcher the entire season. We're going to get to Garrett Stubbs in just a little bit, but Marchand literally did make it the full season, and I do think he's an upgrade over Stubbs. You know, they were able to option, they were able to keep both of them this way because Marchand doesn't have any options. But yeah, I thought he was a good backup catcher, didn't play much because of Ramuto. Donovan Walton, who could forget? This guy played in two games, had, you know, just like late season infielder type when they had injuries late in the year. He's a good Sporkle answer. Buddy Kennedy is another good guy. He ended up getting a World Series ring through the Dodgers. Would have gotten one with the Blue Jays as well. Bounced around three separate teams in 2025. So he's kind of just like a good immaculate grid kind of guy. Cal Stevenson, another one of those guys who he had his moment in 2024, not as good in 2025. I think that is fair to say. Cody Clemens, same thing. You know, I can't even believe that he was on the 2025 Phillies when you look back and think about it. And then Garrett Stubbs, and Clemens ended up being with the Twins as well. And Garrett Stubbs, who was the 20th hitter to play for the Phillies in the year 2025, September call-up, ended up getting in a total of five games, one friggin' plate appearance, no hits, did score two runs, came in as a pinch runner a couple of times. And that is what Garrett Stubbs will be remembered for. He kind of held it down. Kind of weird. He's the players union rep for the team. So when there are rain delays, they had to like touch base with him, but he's still in Lehigh. Schwarber's the backup guy, but clearly respected in the clubhouse, played in Lehigh the majority of the season. So I think that is interesting to note. So again, the 20 hitters, if anyone's asking, who played for the 2025 Phillies. Catcher, JT Realmuto. First baseman, Bryce Harper. Second baseman, Bryson Stott. Shortstop, Trey Turner. Third baseman, Alec Bohm. Left fielder, Max Kepler. Center fielder, Brandon Marsh. Right fielder, Nick Castellanos. Designated hitter, Kyle Schwarber. Infielder, Edmundo Sosa. Utility man, Otto Kemp. Center fielder, Harrison Bader. Center fielder, Johan Rojas. Left fielder, Weston Wilson. Catcher, Rafael Marchand. Second baseman, Donovan Walton. Swing guy, sorry, Buddy Kennedy. Lost my place there. Cal Stevenson, center fielder. Utility, Cody Clemens. And officially listed as a DH because he didn't do any catching, is one, Garrett Stubbs. So those are your hitters for your 2025 Phillies. We'll probably in tomorrow's episode hit more on the pitchers. There were 28 total pitchers. Some of the bullpen guys will certainly be fun for that. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And I thought for these next two episodes, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through, at least in the first part of these episodes, I'm going to go through all of the pitchers and all the hitters who played for the 2025 Phillies. And just give, like, what comes to mind, like, memory on them, you know, what I'll remember about their 2025 season. It could be a specific game, a specific, you know, narrative or storyline that surrounded them. Whatever it is, I'm going to go through each pitcher and hitter and just kind of have a little fun with it. So let's start with the hitters. JT Realmuto. So I'm going to go in order. JT Realmuto. Listen, catcher, I will remember that I thought he was completely cooked in the first half. Like, I thought he was really, really bad at the plate. And he completely turned it on in the second half. You know, ended up finishing with a 700 OPS. He was, like, in, like, the fives in the first half of the season. I'll also remember how early in the year they made such a point to say he's not going to play as much this year. Guy ended up playing 134 games, I believe. Still a tank, entering a free agency, you know, entering a free agency year, contract year, interested to see if he comes back. Bryce Harper played actually fewer games than JT, if you had that bet. Would love to hear from you. Bryce Harper, you know, this was the first full season where it's like, all right, he's good. I don't think he's great anymore. And that's what really, really upsets me when I think about Bryce Harper is like, I don't think he's great anymore. And I did a show in the middle of the season about this. Like, I think he's good, not great. I don't think he's elite anymore. And that's kind of what I'll think about Bryce Harper in 2025. Bryson Stott, I will think about a guy who was like fine second half of the year offensively, came in with a lot of expectations. And he's kind of just a guy at the plate, pretty good glove, but just kind of just a guy with the bat. Trey Turner, guy who completely changed his approach at the plate. Rob Thompson made it pretty clear early in the season. We do not want him hitting for power. We do not want him, you know, going for slug. We want him to hit for average, and hit for average he did. He won the batting title at 304. I believe it's one of the lowest batting averages to ever be good enough to win the batting title ever. But nonetheless, that is what I will remember of Trey Turner. Alec Bohm, tried to trade him before the year. You know, during the season, he's fine. I hope they kind of move on from him. That feels like a change everybody would be okay with. Max Kepler wanted him shipped out of town at the trade deadline. They stuck with him. And, man, he turned it around last third of the season. He ended up being a nice little hitter. Now, I'm not dying to see him again next year, but that's what I'll think of him for 2025. Brandon Marsh ended with a 785 OPS, but it kind of feels like Mickey Mouse. Like, I'm not a big fan of Brandon Marsh. He can obviously hit right-handed pitching. Cannot hit left-handed pitching very well. So platoon outfielder at best. Nick Castellanos, I mean, where do you start? The story in Miami will be what I always remember. You know, how he got benched and how he got pissy with Rob Thompson. And then I got to a point where he was a full platoon. Rob Thompson would never fully admit it, but we all know that was just like, hey, you're not good enough to justify putting up with your BS anymore. So they didn't. Kyle Schwarber, second in MVP voting, won the All-Star Game MVP. Do not let that be forgotten. So, you know, unbelievable season for him. 56 home runs, 132 RBIs, career highs in both of those for him. Fell too short of Ryan Howard. He kept it up. I thought he could have, you know, tracked him down. He did not. Edmundo Sosa, I mean, talk about a guy who, you know, he's just really, really clutch hitter, really, really good against left-handed pitching. That's what I'll think about with him. Otto Kemp, guy who played about a third of the games this season, but did keep himself kind of on the roster for a good bit there. Harrison Bader, trade deadline acquisition from the Minnesota Twins, and just hit out of his mind, kind of always brought that big, you know what kind of energy. And he was kind of like, just plays like a jerk, and I think the Phillies need a little bit of that swagger in the clubhouse, quite frankly. Johan Rojas, good glove, stinks at the plate. It feels like they finally kind of gave up on that. Not nice to see, but, you know, I think it was long overdue. Weston Wilson, again, another guy, got a 125 plate appearances, 52 games, about what you expect out of Weston Wilson. Fine season for him. Rafael Marchand, did make it as the backup catcher the entire season. We're going to get to Garrett Stubbs in just a little bit. But Marchand literally did make it the full season. And I do think he's an upgrade over Stubbs. You know, they were able to option. They were able to keep both of them this way because Marchand doesn't have any options. But yeah, I thought he was a good backup catcher. Didn't play much because of Ramuto. Donovan Walton, who could forget? This guy played in two games, had, you know, just like late season infielder type when they had injuries late in the year. He's a good Sporkle answer. Buddy Kennedy is another good guy. He ended up getting a World Series ring through the Dodgers. Would have gotten one with the Blue Jays as well. Bounced around three separate teams in 2025. So he's kind of just like a good immaculate grid kind of guy. Cal Stevenson, another one of those guys who he had his moment in 2024, not as good in 2025. I think that is fair to say. Cody Clemens, same thing. You know, I can't even believe that he was on the 2025 Phillies when you look back and think about it. And then Garrett Stubbs, and Clemens ended up being with the Twins as well. And Garrett Stubbs, who was the 20th hitter to play for the Phillies in the year 2025, September call-up, ended up getting in a total of five games, one friggin' plate appearance, no hits, did score two runs, came in as a pinch runner a couple of times. And that is what Garrett Stubbs will be remembered for. He kind of held it down. Kind of weird. He's the players union rep for the team. So when there are rain delays, they had to like touch base with him, but he's still in Lehigh. Schwarber's the backup guy, but clearly respected in the clubhouse, played in Lehigh the majority of the season. So I think that is interesting to note. So again, the 20 hitters, if anyone's asking, who played for the 2025 Phillies. Catcher, JT Realmuto. First baseman, Bryce Harper. Second baseman, Bryson Stott. Shortstop, Trey Turner. Third baseman, Alec Bohm. Left fielder, Max Kepler. Center fielder, Brandon Marsh. Right fielder, Nick Castellanos. Designated hitter, Kyle Schwarber. Infielder, Edmundo Sosa. Utility man, Otto Kemp. Center fielder, Harrison Bader. Center fielder, Johan Rojas. Left fielder, Weston Wilson. Catcher, Rafael Marchand. Second baseman, Donovan Walton. Swing guy, sorry, Buddy Kennedy. Lost my place there. Cal Stevenson, center fielder. Utility, Cody Clemens. And officially listed as a DH because he didn't do any catching, is one, Garrett Stubbs. So those are your hitters for your 2025 Phillies. We'll probably in tomorrow's episode hit more on the pitchers. There were 28 total pitchers. Some of the bullpen guys will certainly be fun for that.